Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
All right, once again, thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. You know what? We do. We celebrate you. You industrial hero. You are bold, you are brave, you dare greatly. You innovate and you're changing lives and you're changing the world as we speak. That's why we celebrate you on this Industrial Talk Podcast. You're that important. You're changing my life. I truly appreciate it. All right. Hot seat time. Industrial Talk hot seat. We've got Ankush Malhotra. That's Malhotra. He is Vice President and General Manager at Fluke Reliability. He brings the lumber and truth and insights into all things reliable. And Fluke Reliability, absolute leaders. Let's get it cracking. I'm not sure. If you have a head of hair, God bless you. I don't have a head of hair. Here's a story. So my dad, let's put it this way, the genes are strong with me and my dad just because I look exactly like my dad. I wake up in the morning, I'm going, my goodness, you look like your dad. So anyway, he was bald, and when, as a kid, he'd always have these little cuts and scratches on his head. Never understood why. How come he's bumping his head all the time? But he always did. And here's the sad truth. I'm bald. I bump my head all the time. And I think it's a real, there's a connection between people with hair. You don't understand the struggle with guys like me because we just bump our heads. And I remember, I just lean over, boom, bumping my head. I don't know, little side story right there. But if you're losing your hair, this is what you get to look forward to, FYI. You're going to be bumping your head, and you're going to say to yourself, well, how come my head's getting in the way? Yeah, little side note there. Anyway, all right. Now, we always talk about, and we've been hammering on, this whole Industry 4.0, which is really, really important. It is you're just going to have to dive in and get to know what Industry 4.0 is. Write that down right now. Make it happen. Now, Industry 4.0 is like the macro of all the digitization that's taking place out there. It covers, you know, IoT, IIoT, edge, cloud, you know, systems associated with it, analytics, you name it. It's all in there, and it's all wrapped around really powerful technology. That is the truth. And Ankush and I, we really talked a lot about where you're at on your journey, right? And from my perspective, if you are at the beginning of that journey, if you're looking to do something, Fluke Reliability is a great starting point. If you are in the middle of whatever journey you're on and you're asking questions and you're looking for solutions, again, Fluke Reliability, I would go right to them and say, hey, this is where I'm at. Great people, great company, and they're really focused in on helping you succeed in this digital journey. And it's a beautiful thing. And no matter where you're at on that spectrum, on that journey, they want to collaborate. They definitely innovate, and they're there to educate every step of the way. They just are the whole mantra. They're bold, brave, and they dare greatly because their focus is on you. All right? That's what it's all about. And it's not going away, right? It's not going away at all. Paper, pencil time, get it out. We're talking about Accelerate. You heard me talk a little bit about that. That is Tuesday, November 17th through Thursday, November 19th. It's got a collection of the biggest thinkers within reliability, asset management, innovation, IoT, you name it. It's covering the spectrum. And this is a virtual event. And they cover resiliency, reliability, and are you ready? And it's right in line with our mantra of saying, okay, you got to survive, you got to rebuild, and you got to prosper. And how do you do that? How do you do that in this next normal, this new normal, whatever that is? How do you do it? What are the strategies? And that is through collaboration, innovation, and education. Fluke is all in on that. And I love the resiliency part because that's what you've got to be. Because we don't know what the future holds. But I'll tell you right now, people like Fluke, people like Ankush, his team, they're all into developing business of resilience big time. Mark my word, that's who you need to reach out to. And, of course, he's got a mad stat card out there on LinkedIn big time, big time. You'll be dazzled by it. Trust me. You go out there, type in his name. Zip. You get major street cred. All right, let's get going. It is Ankush. He is a reliability guy. He is with Fluke Reliability. And he's not just anybody. He's the vice president and general manager at Fluke Reliability. Enjoy the interview. All right, Ankush. Thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk podcast. I'm excited for this conversation. We've been sort of playing a little tag team here on getting on the podcast, but now it's happening. It's real. How are you doing, my friend?
Thanks, Scott. Thanks for having me here. I'm nice to see you, and nice to see some sunshine behind you where I am. It's been cold, wet, and gray.
You know, it's rare here in Louisiana that we get nice weather. It is nice weather. I just want to point that out. It is nice weather. Thank you for noticing it. Because it's rarely ever nice. We just had a hurricane come on through. And it went right over our house. It's like, we're fine. We survived.
Well, it's one of those years, right? You wouldn't be surprised if anything more crazy can happen. It's 2020.
It's lovely 2020. You gotta love it. It's just a gift that keeps on giving there, Ankush. All right. Let's, for the listeners out there, give us a little 411, a little information, a little background on who you are and why you're such an incredible professional, and then we're going to get into the conversation.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. Thanks. My name's Ankush Malhotra. I lead the Fluke Reliability business it's a separate business unit in Fluke Corporation. Really, our focus and our vision and purpose really is to take care of reliability and maintenance professionals and help them with asset uptime and driving productivity and efficiency in their workflow. So we offer, you know, product solution services to do that. I've been in this role for over a year. I'm based in London. I'm in Munich as I'm speaking with you right now. We've got a division of ours, Proof Technique, which became part of the Fluke family, Fluke Reliability family, more than a year ago. Our center of excellence and center of the universe for Proof Technique is here in Munich or is Manning just outside of Munich. So I come here often. Yeah. So I've been with Fluke for 14 years in a variety of different roles. Wow. Started in roles around continuous improvement, manufacturing, moved on to the commercial side, ran a couple of businesses and then, did a little mergers and acquisition work for a couple of years. And then, I've had different roles to more recently moving into leading the Fluke Reliability business. Obviously for me, go ahead, Scott.
No. No, it is about you, Ankush. Less about me, more about you. And I'll sit there and I'll start yammering on. Don't. See how I yammered on? I just yammered on. Go.
Well, I've also been given feedback. I need to listen more. So there you go.
But you know, this is a podcast about you, right? So you need to listen.
So, you know, for me, been with Fluke for 14 years, it's just incredible how powerful the Fluke brand is and how much value and meaning this is for our customers, right? The fact that a customer is an electrician who's using our tools in what is a fairly dangerous environment, uses Fluke and trusts their lives with Fluke and go home to their family at the end of the day, I think that's really inspirational. And that's what has, you know, got me excited when I joined Fluke, and I'm still here and it still gets me excited. And I think as the more time we spend with customers and how they tell us how we're helping them. And that's really why we're here. Our whole purpose and mission is to take care of our customers, understand the pain points, and see how we can innovate and bring solutions to them.
It's interesting because you did point out, I mean, everybody within industry knows Fluke. I mean, Fluke
My dad, he was a lineman, right? Long ago, right? But he knew we had Fluke. I was a kid and had saw a Fluke meter in my garage. And I was just like a little teeny thing, right? And it's amazing. And everybody knows the look and the color. It's a beautiful brand. It's a beautiful brand. There's no doubt about it. If anybody's in an MBA program, do a little brand analysis on Fluke. It's a power.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about where Fluke is now. Now, Fluke reliability. Can you give us a little clarity? Like we're talking Fluke reliability, great team, great people, great solutions. All of that is wonderful. How does it sort of mesh in with that other Fluke? Where does it lie?
Yeah. So, you know, so think of it this way, right? At the end of the day, when our maintenance and reliability customers come into work, you know, what they're really trying to see is, you know, they're trying to manage their day and they're using and interacting with software, which manages that workflow. So we offer a solution called eMaint, which is a computerized maintenance management system software. And that allows our customers to do their job effectively and manage their workload. And it also is, so that's one aspect of it. Mm-hmm. Then at the end of the day, our customers are looking at critical machines and seeing how do they manage their uptime? How do they reduce downtime? How do they get early warning signals? How do they make sure they're being more predictive, less reactive? And we've got a suite of products from, you know, which I think of these are measurement devices or data sources, which are really collecting data. They're collecting data so it can give some useful insight to our customers and they can make decisions which allow them to meet their objectives. So ProofTechnik, Fluke has a series of those products. So within Fluke Reliability, we've got a suite of products, I'd say handheld, sensors, online products. It doesn't matter, it depends on the application. All of these really meant to collect that data and bring it and serve it back to the customers and give some powerful insight. And then on the other end, you know, we offer field services. For us, it's really about, you know, our customers are at various parts of the journey in terms of moving from reactive to predictive. A lot of them are stuck. A lot of them are looking for help, guidance in terms of where to focus. How do we, you know, you have many assets in the facility, which ones to go after. And I think our experts at our reliability services are really there to help our customers do that. Be that partner for our customer and help them along that journey, right? Bring some technical capability and supplement what our customers do and eventually help meet those goals. So all of this is really coming together as Fluke Reliability. And, you know, the other thing, Scott, and I think we'll talk a little bit about this, is really around what's happening is, you know, IoT, IIoT, Industry 4.0, you know, pick whatever name you want to get to it. But at the end of the day, there is an opportunity here, not only for us, but more for our customers to really see how they can harness some of the data that's being generated so it can help them get these insights and make some decisions to manage, you know, factory uptime and asset uptime. And I think what we want to do is we want to help our customers to be the system of record to allow them to do that. So, you know, you probably heard about this, Scott. We have Excelix, which is our data platform. Yep. That's really the center of what we want to offer our customers. It allows customers to pull in data from different sources, take it into Excelix, pull data out of that through applications, and then see that data in a meaningful way all around an asset and to make decisions. And we believe with Fluke, we have the depth and breadth of the technologies we offer, which gives us a unique opportunity to serve our customers and help them with this.
See, what I hear you saying there, Ankush, is the fact that it looks like if I have a desire to have a real reliability-centric mindset, it makes sense for me to go to a Fluke Reliability and be able to, you can pretty much handle everything and everything in between, and somebody might chirp at me and say, Industry 4.0, and I might, that gets me a little nervous, but Fluke Reliability has you covered in that sense. I mean, it really does.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
Yeah.
And what and really our value proposition is it doesn't matter where you are in your journey, we'll partner with you.
Yeah.
And also if you're looking for a sensor just to collect data, we got that. If you're looking for services to help you collect the data, we got that. Right. If you're looking for the software and the analytics that helps you get insights out of the data, we got that. Right. So it really depends on where you are, beautiful, what help you're doing, and our goal really is to partner with you.
Perfect. I love that explanation. And if I'm just at the beginning of my digital journey, partner with you guys because you can take me from beginning to end. Now, with that said, right, being human, being a person, pre-virus, I had all my, I had my strategies to move forward. In 2 to 5 years, I'm going down this road of this industry 4.0. And then all of a sudden, the virus hits. Boom. Now, all of a sudden, that digital conversation needs to happen. What do you see that's happening in the marketplace? Because businesses need to be far more reliable, need to get that data, need to make those tactical decisions based off of information. Where do you see the businesses are going right now?
Yeah, no, it's a great, great question, Scott. I think as we think about COVID and the impact, like any other business, COVID has had a severe impact on a business. When we think about our customers, you know, mm-hmm. who are either on furlough or are not, you know, not spending because of the uncertainty. But at the same time, I think COVID also gives a little bit of acceleration to a little bit of the digitization that we're talking about, right? I think if where customers were and how customers were getting more adapting to this changing environment, I think COVID has accelerated this by a few years, I would say. And a lot more customers are now open to having those conversations. They are ready to have those conversations. And a lot of those conversations really are, I'm not in my facility as much. I don't have enough people in my facility. I don't have enough consultants coming in because of new restrictions that I have because of COVID. And this is where I think where we've made a pivot as well. You know, we've got 100 plus people strong organization of field service professionals who are experts who go in and day out and help our customers. And by the way, we've been doing that through COVID, right? Making sure, you know, they're taking all the right precautions, but still serving our customers. But one of the pivots we've made here is how do we offer some of these services and do with them remotely, right? How do we make sure that we can help our customers, plug ourselves into customers? And there's, again, technology that's enabling this to happen. You know, data is more ubiquitous. You know, having a cloud infrastructure really helps. At the end of the day, if we are able to access the data, we can give early warning signals. We don't need to get onto the site. We just need to be able to collect the data, understand the environment in which these machines are working, get that contextual data, and be able to provide that insight. So in my view, COVID is really going to accelerate some of the digitization that was taking place in our industrial plants.
See, it's interesting because I agree with you 100%. And in fact, now the COVID situation is a dual-edged sword. Yeah, there's a lot of pain on one side. There is. But I find that the struggle, whatever that looks like, whatever we're living through, the struggle makes you focus in on truly what is meaningful and why it's important. You don't have to deal with all the fluff. You just go right to the point. Why is it important? And then all of a sudden, because reliability, it's always a people and culture thing pre-virus, right? But then all of a sudden, that culture and those people are saying, we need to be more reliable. We need to have that asset up. We need to be able to see the data. We need to be able to analyze that data in an effective way because we have these restrictions. And our only solution is this innovative approach to our data. And it was there pre-virus, but nobody really wanted to play in that. Now it's real. It's cool.
Yeah. Now it's real because you could supplement that earlier or by being present, by getting that expert in. Now it is. And I think the ROI is also a lot of our customers are saying, this makes sense. Right. Because now I can prove it. Right. I can see it.
Yeah.
I think so. To me, that's probably one very meaningful change that we're seeing happening in our customers. and how they are reacting to this. And I think it also gives us an opportunity to listen to them and see how we can help. And remote condition monitoring or offering our remote expert services is probably our way to do that. I did want to also add,
yeah.
You know, there's been a couple of other things we've done, Scott, here. And I think it speaks to the resilience and the innovative mindset of our team is, you know, we introduced a new product called CleanMate. There's a lot of, and just like us, right? We've got a lot of our customers who've got large workforces who are coming into work and they want to make sure they're giving them a safe and healthy environment that our that our employees feel comfortable, that they can come into work and do their job effectively, but also all the right hygiene protocols are being followed. So we repurposed our eMaint product and we did this really quick, right? Over a few weeks, we put a tiger team together. We spent a lot of time with customers, understood their pain points. We put this product together and said, we can help our customers manage that workflow of making their workplace more hygienic, more clean, sanitized. So our customers, employees feel comfortable coming in. So I'm really proud to see some of the work the team did in terms of how quickly we did it.
Yeah.
But also at the end of the day, this was a small way to see how we can help our customers in these difficult times.
I like that. And that speaks to the culture of Fluke Reliability. But when we start talking about heroes of manufacturing and manufacturing in general, just you follow a process, you do the certain thing, you do it better, better, better all the time. And disruptions are not really embraced within manufacturing. But here, you were able to take a tiger team, which is, I would imagine, a quick strike team, look at your eMate product, put a clean component to it, and now you're serving the market and you're benefiting people right now, 2 weeks.
Right.
That's powerful.
Absolutely. Yeah. No.
I like that a lot.
Yeah. I think the team did a fantastic job and you know, I'm proud to be on that team.
Now it's a clean maint, MAINT. So correct. That for people correct. Who are interested in a product like that, which you have to be. The manufacturers, industry, you're going to have to be able to verify and validate that these individuals are safe. Safe.
Yep.
From the virus, safe, whatever. Because I would imagine if I had my hat on and I was running that particular facility, I don't want to come down with somebody or have an incident where somebody had COVID because it just shuts you down.
Yeah, absolutely. One, it shuts you down. And two, at the end of the day, we want to give the comfort and the confidence to our employees.
Yes.
that they can, you know, that they can go back home to their families and not needing to think twice, right? Because I mean, this it's been a hard time.
That is an absolutely excellent point. Now, I'm going to shift gears a little bit because I can.
Sure, please.
Because that's who I am. No, so
in
light of all of this great stuff, don't get me wrong, this is phenomenal stuff. Now, you have an event coming up, and I think it's November 17th through the 19th. It's called Accelerate 20. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, no, thank you for asking, right? So, you know, Accelerate is an event that we've been doing for many years. It's really the way I would put it, it's really a celebration of bringing some of the industry experts, our customers, potential customers, but just a community of individuals and organizations that want to best learn about best practices, benchmark against each other, and just share some of the ways in which they do things around reliability and maintenance. How do they make sure that they can do their jobs better? And we've been doing this for years. We put together this, you know, in-person event, which this year, obviously, we're going to do this virtual. We've put together a great list of speakers and industry experts. But really, for someone who is looking to see, okay, you know, I encourage anyone who's listening to this, go look up the website and go look up the agenda. There's some great examples of best practices, you know, from our customers and potential customers who are just sharing. What are they doing in terms of how are they getting more predictive in their maintenance practices? How are they getting more efficient in their reliability and maintenance practices? And there's something in this for everyone. And I think that's one aspect. The other is we're bringing some experts who are, you know, 30, 40 years of experience in this industry and sharing some of their learnings, which I think we can all learn from. The one thing I do want to mention, and you know, and this kind of speaks a little bit to where we are in these crazy times with the virus and everything, but also this digitization that we've been talking about. You know, we've been using three words to describe our event. It's reliability, it's resilience, and it's ready.
Yeah.
And it speaks a little bit to what the agenda is set up, right? It's all about reliability. How do you make your facility and your critical assets more reliable? It's about this readiness. It's about, are you ready to embark on this journey? We believe the market and the COVID has created a situation that our customers are more ready, right? So how do you think about this, you know, readiness from that point of view? And I think the third thing is resilience. I think if there's anything the last 6 months has taught, and the one word that comes to me is really around is resilience. It's resilience as I think about our employees at Fluke Reliability. It's resilience as I think about how our customers are dealing with this and still, you know, coming out of this on the other side stronger, smarter, and more efficient in how they do their work.
I'm telling you right now that this Accelerate 20, and listeners, it'll be out on the Industrial Talk podcast. I'm gonna create that link. It's gonna be there. So fear not, but don't come to me and say, Scott, I can't find it. I will call you on that one because it's gonna be out there on Industrial Talk. Now, what's interesting is when we start talking about resilience, I've had a number of conversations, Ankush, with companies that are saying, I'm trying to just survive. I'm trying to rebuild. And I want to try to prosper in this next normal, new normal, whatever it might be. And at the heart of this particular conference is resiliency, is reliability. Are you ready? You need to, if you want to do that, you need to really pay attention to this particular conference because it addresses surviving, rebuilding, and prospering because it's important. The other aspect that is really, and you brought it up, is the need to collaborate with people internal and external to your organization because they might have answers. You need to innovate. You need to constantly innovate, not just from a technology point of view, but how do you do your business? And then finally, educate, and Accelerate does all of that. It's all one-stop shop, so I'm a big fan of Accelerate. And once again, you guys put on a great product and show virtual, even if it's virtual, you know?
Thanks, God. I think that's the other thing with virtual. I think for a lot of your listeners and maintenance professionals and reliability professionals in industrial plants, you know, it gives you an opportunity to do this, you know, without needing to get on a plane. It allows you to do this and be focused in where you want to spend your time. So I think in some sense, it gives a lot more people an opportunity to participate with some great content that we're trying to put together with some of the experts.
I'm telling you, Ankush, it's a brave new world out there. And I mean, it's changing our DNA as we speak, business DNA. So events like Accelerate and virtual and being able to talk to you virtually and they're powerful and it's going to be difficult. Just FYI, when we get over this hump, whatever that looks like, you know, right. Businesses are going to say, do I really need to go to that conference or can I just do something here? Do I need to be out at that facility or can I deploy innovation that allows me to do it remotely? And I guarantee you, right. It's always the latter.
Yep. No, you're absolutely right. Absolutely right.
Are you active out on LinkedIn? Because your stat card is pretty doggone impressive. I'm just telling you guys, it's impressive.
Thanks, Scott. Yes, I am active on LinkedIn. Yes, I'd be happy if anyone has any questions that you came out of this podcast. Anyone wants to learn more about Accelerate or any of our services or products or solutions, I'll be happy to help. Or if anyone wants to, you know, join our community and be part of the conversation of how we can help maintenance and reliability accelerate to the next step. So I'll be happy to share and connect.
All right, no excuses out there. So when you go out to a stat card, I want you to type in Ankush, A-N-K-U-S-H, write that down. And the next name, the last name is M-A-L-H-O-T-R-A. Malhotra.
Well done, Scott.
and I guarantee you type that in right, you're going to find him. Good-looking guy, beautiful beard. You know, you can't miss him. Fluke, Proof Technic, you got it. It's all right there. Ankush, this was an absolute wonderful conversation.
Thanks, Scott. Thanks for having me here. And look forward to seeing you somewhere soon in person. And until then, stay safe.
Yeah. It's going to be virtual for the foreseeable future, most definitely. All right, listeners, you're going to have to stay tuned. We're going to wrap it up on the other side. I'm going to provide all the contact information, backup, accelerate, everything that you can possibly manage. So do not go away. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
You're saying to yourself, I know you are. You're saying to yourself, what? Yep, that was Ankush Malhotra. That's Malhotra. You got to reach out to him. Once again, his LinkedIn stack card is absolutely dazzling. Everything you need to get a hold of him. Also, we'll have it out on industrialtalk.com. You know that. Look for his podcast and all of the people that are speaking at Accelerate 20, which is a great virtual conference that you need to be a part of. Again, it is Tuesday, November 17th to Thursday, November 19th. I have the link out there on industrialtalk.com. Find out, find Ankush's podcast. Click on that link. It takes you right to where you need to join in. Be a part of this community. I'm telling you right now, if you have a decision to be a part of a reliability community, this is the one. Be bold, be brave, dare greatly, change the world. That's what we're talking about. Hang out with people that are like that. You will not be disappointed. Take care. We're going to be back with another great interview shortly.